Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Insurance to suit your needs. Protect your home, car or van with Zurich.
Now, police in Germany today say they believe Madeleine McCann is dead as they released details about a suspect into her disappearance 13 years ago. The 43-year-old German child sex offender, who hasn't been named, is known to have been in the same area the three-year-old was in when she went missing in Portugal in 2007. He's currently in jail in Germany for unrelated offences. Braunschweig State Prosecutor Hans Christian Walters made the comments in a statement to media earlier today.
In connection with the disappearance of the three-year-old British girl Madeleine Beth McCann on May 3, 2007, from an apartment complex in Praia da Luz in Portugal, the Braunschweig prosecutor is investigating a 43-year-old German on suspicion of murder. We are assuming that the girl is dead.
Now, in a moment, we'll speak to RT's Katie Hannan, who travelled to Praia da Luz in 2007 to report on the investigation for Primetime. But first, we're going to go live to Germany now and to The Guardian's Berlin correspondent, Kate Connolly. Kate, did news of this suspected German connection to the Madeleine McCann disappearance, did this come out of the blue in Berlin last night?
It did come out of the blue to most of us. It was announced by the federal police and they put it out on the front of their website, which is where it still is now, with details as to the leads they want information on from the public. But it was the Madeleine McCann disappearance was the subject of a programme that looks into crimes that are unsolved, which has been going on in Germany for decades. That was in 2013. And we understand that they first got information about the suspect that you mentioned, the 43-year-old, from that programme. But there was not enough evidence then to take those leads any further. That evidence has since hardened up with new leads that they have had since then, particularly in 2017, and related to the offence for which he is now in prison in Braunschweig.
What can you tell us about this man so far? What do we know?
Well, we're trying to piece together a bit of a profile of him. Now, we understand that he originally moved to Portugal when he was just 18 in 1995 in order to escape a youth custody sentence of 2 years, abandoning his apprenticeship as a car mechanic. And he took array of odd jobs over the years and built up his life there, had a house on the edge of Praia da Luz, the fishing village where the holiday took place. And over 25 years, he seems to have flitted between the two countries to escape various criminal proceedings against him in both countries for sexual abuse of children, drug dealing, falsifying documents and driving without insurance. But his most serious conviction so far has been the rape of an American citizen whose flat was on a route he used to take between his house and the beach. The attack took place in 2005 and various leads led to a conviction being brought and he was sentenced by a court in Braunschweig in December last year.
And just to clarify, Kate, did that crime occur in Germany or in Portugal?
No, that crime occurred in 2005. She had a house that was between his house and the beach where he walked every day. And he entered that house through an open door in the living room and carried out an attack, which was planned down to great detail, including the weapons that he had with him, with which he beat her. So this has been the court case, and the verdict and the judge's summing up of his character has given us a lot of detail today about this man in trying to piece together also a timeline of what exactly has happened.
And at this point, from the prosecutor or others, is there any idea if charges will be preferred or if there will be further updates on the state of the investigation?
Well, I think at this stage, I think that it sounds as if the investigation is in a very tricky stage, that they still need information. So Hans Christian Wolters, who we heard at the beginning, He put out a plea to the public saying, any information you have, please let us know about it. That includes looking at phone records. There's several phone numbers that they're looking at that the man was calling, and also two vehicles that we know, one belonging to him, one that was possibly used by him. So this appeal has gone out. The police, though, saying, I mean, they gave very, very little detail today. That was a 2.5 minute statement we had. No questions were allowed to be asked. And the you know, the line from that that was quite shocking to anybody who's followed this story for the past 13 years, that hit their assumption that that the girl is dead.
Thank you very much for joining us. Indeed, that's Kate Connolly. I'm joined in studio by Katie Hannan. And in the summer of 2007, the disappearance of Madeleine McCann, it dominated news headlines for the entirety of the summer and even beyond. We'll go back to that time, Katie, because you were there then. But they are now saying Madeleine McCann is dead. It's been 13 years, but this is a very difficult day for the McCann family.
Yeah, you'd have to be thinking of the McCanns today, 13 years down the line. They issued a statement this morning. They are not doing any more on-camera interviews, but they issued a very brief written statement thanking the police for their continued efforts in the search for Madeleine. They said, all we have ever wanted is to find her, to uncover the truth and bring those responsible to justice. We will never give up hope of finding Madeleine alive, but whatever the outcome may be, we need to know, as we need to find peace. So obviously, still holding out hope that their daughter is alive, but being realistic as well. Their long-term spokesperson, Clarence Mitchell, spoke to Sky News earlier today.
In more than 13 years of working with the family on this, I can't recall the police ever being quite so specific about an individual. He's not been named, and the police are quite adamant that they're not going to do that, certainly not yet. But they want very specific details, as you've described, around his movements in 2007, even down to phone calls he received the night before Madeleine went missing and the fact that he changed the registration of his car the day after. Both the British and German police seem much clearer this time, and therefore it is significant. But what it leads to, we just don't know.
Clarence Mitchell, their spokesperson for the McCann family. Now, Kate Connolly, Katie, has been telling us some of the background to this man that's currently under suspicion. Given that there are these connections to Praia da Luz, to Portugal, is it surprising that he didn't come to police attention sometime earlier?
Yeah, I think that is a question that will be asked and will have to be asked, Mary, because the detail we're looking at here, sex offences dating back to 1994 in Germany, based around the Algarve and around Praia da Luz for very regularly over those 12 years from 1995 to 2007. The fact that his mobile phone records placed him near where Madeleine was last seen alive on that evening of the 3rd of May in 2007. The fact that he'd been involved in burglaries even, because at the time there was a question mark about how somebody could have gotten into that apartment. And of course, then there's the issue of the rape in 2005. So yeah, that question will be asked. But I suppose for now, the main issue out there is the police want to jog people's memories. Mm-hmm. And they put out those photographs today of very distinctive white and yellow camper van. I'm sure people will see it if they want to go online. And a Jag, that Jag that was registered in somebody else's name the day after that Madeleine went missing. And I just to tell you, Mary, that Praia da Luz is a place that would be very popular with Irish tourists. So when they're saying, look at your holiday snaps, there may well be Irish tourists out there who would have been in that part of the Algarve in 2007. And might still have access to their photographs, because many of the apartment complexes in Praia da Luz were developed by an Irish developer, and that has brought a lot of Irish holidaymakers to the area.
Tell us a little bit more about the area.
Praia da Luz is on the very western end of the Algarve, and if anyone's familiar with the Algarve, they'll know the further west you go, the quieter the holiday resorts tend to be. And Praia da Luz would have been a former fishing village, very, very quiet, centred around one sort of sheltered beach, very low rise. There would have been one small nightclub in the entire village. So that's the kind of family-friendly resort you're talking about, and you could see why Kate and Jerry McGill McCann would have thought this would be an ideal place to bring their young family. Madeline was just, it was almost four at the time that their twins were two. And they came with a group of friends who all had young children around those ages. And on the night of May, on the 3rd of May of 2007, this group of friends did what they did. And all the other nights that they had been on holiday, they put their children to bed around 8 or 8.30 and then they joined up in the restaurant at the other side of the resort to eat at the tapas bar. And they had a rota system in place, so the various parents would get up every 20 minutes or half an hour and do a check around to make sure that there was no noises coming from any of the parapets and to check on the children. And this group would become known as the Tapas Nine. There was nine of them at the meal that night. And at around 10 o'clock, it was Kate McCann's turn to check. She went off and within a few minutes, she ran back out towards the restaurant screaming, "They've taken her. They've taken her." And that was the start of this very long saga. The police were called. Staff and guests were out searching the complex all through the night. The border police, the airport staff were alerted. And within 24 hours, this had become a massive international story.
Huge story. Absolutely huge.
Yeah, and I, as you said, Mary, I holidayed in Praia da Luz in the years prior to this, and I in fact was in Praia da Luz on holiday in the weeks after this incident, and my memory of the time is that the village was absolutely swarming with journalists, like swarming, not just the British press you could imagine were there, but there was crews from all over the world everywhere you turned. And Kate and Jerry McCann were still in Luge, in Praia da Luge at that point, and their every move would trigger a big frenzy of this media presence in the village. So 2 weeks after this, and as you say, there was huge pressure on the Portuguese police to, you know, nail somebody for this, to make a breakthrough. And after 2 weeks, a British expat called Robert Murat was declared an official suspect, or an aguido as they called them. We all got familiar with this language covering the story at the time. Robert Murat, he'd been living at his mother's home near the McCann's apartment in Praia da Luz, and he had been constantly present around the scene when this story broke, when all the police and the search parties were out, and he was helping to translate for people. And this aroused suspicions after a number of days. It was a huge amount of publicity when he was named as a suspect. They were talking about he had a glass eye, there was allegations that he was sexually interested in children. And down the line, I subsequently actually met Robert Murat and interviewed his aunt for the report we did on the case. And it was an absolutely devastating time for the family, if you could imagine being at the centre of this massive global storm. And he was ultimately completely cleared, and he accepted a £600,000 damages settlement over allegations in 11 UK newspapers that he was involved in Madeleine McCann's disappearance.
There were other sightings, and the McCanns themselves even became suspects.
Yeah, there were sightings on that night, the night that Madeleine went missing. There was two particular sightings that we kept hearing about over the months, the weeks and months and years that followed. Jane Tanner, she was one of the Tapas Nine. She was one of the friends of the McCanns. She, when she went to check on the children at 9.15, reported seeing a man that would become a main thread of the investigation over many years. This man, he was long-haired. He was seen carrying a child, wearing a light pink pyjama, similar to the one that Madeleine had been wearing. And this was considered a very serious thread in the inquiry until 2013, when it was concluded that it was almost certain that this was actually a British tourist and not anyone involved in any abduction. And at the time as well, I spoke to a man from Drogheda who had been out walking back from a restaurant with his family at around 10 p.m. that night. They were walking up this quite dark little street very near to the complex where Madeleine disappeared, and they all saw a man carrying a sleeping child over his shoulder. He actually flew back to Portugal and made a statement in relation to that. But as I say, there were so many leads, there were so many sightings, there were so many false stones. And then, as you say, the McCanns themselves. In July of that summer, British police sent sniffer dogs over to assist in the investigation. And we all saw pictures of the sniffer dogs arriving at the apartment and checking out the rental car that the McCanns had rented. And then in September, Kate McCann very sensationally was brought in for interview. She was interviewed for 11 hours as a witness. And the following day, it was announced that both the McCanns, Jerry and Kate McCann, were now also considered arguidos in the case and were suspects. They flew home from Portugal shortly after that. Gerry McCann himself released a video later that year saying that he believed his family were being watched by a predator in the days before his daughter's disappearance, which may be significant in the context of what we now know. But the investigation and the appeals for information, they continued. They really ultimately led nowhere. And in the summer of 2008, the Portuguese police said that the investigation was now formally concluded and that the McCanns and Robert Murat were no longer suspects at that time.
All right. The story never went away. And now developments in Germany. Katie Hannan, thank you very much.